This weekend is Memorial Day weekend, and let's start with this week's bulletin with a few military-themed items that you have this week.
Right. Well, our cover features a group called Carry the Load. This is a group of Navy SEALs who started this about 10 years ago, and they walk the country, and they have relays, and their message basically is to find lost heroes. And help their survivors and the rest of America remember them. They're trying to help people put the real meaning back in Memorial Day, and their name is Carry the Load, and that's to imply, you know, for the victims, survivors, whose load are you carrying? And it's a pretty poignant article. Elva Oosterreich writes it and has a cover photo about it.
And there will be some events going on at Veterans Memorial Park this weekend.
Some of them we're not fully public yet as far as attendance, but they are, you know, there'll be people there making sure social distancing and things are happening. But we have so many great little monuments and commemorative pieces out there at Veterans Memorial Park. It's really a gem, and I don't think a lot of people appreciate it. And this is a perfect weekend to stroll through and remember some things and people and events, and it's truly hallowed ground. NMSU's ROTC program has commissioned some new officers, and we've got some photos on that. And over at White Sands Missile Range, they had a change of command ceremony, and our editor Dave Burge was there. And so we've got an article about the new Brigadier General, Eric Little, and we welcome him to our community. And even my column this week is about Memorial Day and what it means. So lots of military stuff, as it should be for this weekend.
And the community prepares to say goodbye to longtime symphony conductor Lonnie Klein.
So we talk about the upcoming symphony orchestra schedule, which will be the first one without Klein, but then Klein also has put together a little farewell project that he's making available to the public, and a nice little article and some photos on the maestro.
And there's some other fun stuff in the art section, like a new art group in town.
The Art Institute for Lifelong Learning, which includes Kathleen Albers, who was the one-time director of the Arts Council in town, has joined forces with a group, and they have some Zoom classes and some neat little day trips with art themes that are, you know, easily done in our region, and that looks fun. And there's a local artist in town who works mostly in pencil and charcoal. His name is Dusty Richardson, and he does these incredibly lifelike drawings of celebrities. He did one of Edward James Olmos in conjunction with the Walking with Herb movie premiere, and it's just brilliant.
Mike Cook has been a busy guy. You'll find his work again in the religion section.
Yeah, Mike's always out there getting the stories of Las Cruces, and Memorial Medical Center has had a pastoral care program for more than 40 years. The current minister is retiring, and Mike Cook takes a look at her and the entire program. It's a really good service they provide.
Next, give us a peek into the business section this week.
So many people in the community are familiar to one degree or another with Tresco, and we have a first-hand report from a lady who says the organization changed her whole life, and it's a powerful program, and this is a good look at it. And there's a new business on the Mesilla Plaza, Rincon de Mesilla, and they have unique textiles from New Mexico, Mexico, and Guatemala, and Peru, and there's jewelry, sculptures, artwork, patio furniture, all kinds of stuff. So that'll be a nice addition to your shopping ventures over there on the plaza in Mesilla.
Mm. And finally, a look at what's happening in sports around the area.
There's a local high school group that does trap and skeet shooting, and they competed statewide and did very well. Basically, essentially, we've got some state champions out here. They've competed in Raton, and that's a nice look at a different type of sport that we don't get to see too often. There's a lot more good stuff in our May 28th edition, so check it out. It'll be on the newsstands Friday, or you can go check it out online at LasCrucesBulletin.com or on social media.
Thank you very much, Richard. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thanks. You too, Casey.